From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. In Iraq today, a militant group said it has killed 12 hostages from Nepal. Video on a website linked to the group shows one of the captives being beheaded. The others were shot in the back of the head. The killings come as Iraq's interim prime minister is trying to calm the insurgency. Iyad Alawi has been meeting with Shiite and Sunni tribal leaders. He hopes to dissuade them from supporting the attacks against U.S. troops and their Iraqi allies. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Baghdad.
The Baghdad slum district, known as Sadr City, was crawling with American tanks today. It was also hopelessly gridlocked with traffic because the Iraqi traffic police did not dare show up for work. For much of this month, the U.S. military fought pitched battles here and in other Iraqi cities against Muqtada Sadr's Shiite militia. Last week, Sadr was forced to surrender a holy shrine in the southern city of Najaf, where he has little popular support. But here in Sadr City, he is still considered a hero. The city is a stronghold for Sadr, said this retiree named Ahmed al-Yassari. Sadr, he added, has many followers here. Iraqi Prime Minister Iyad Alawi today invited dozens of tribal leaders from Sadr City to meet him in Baghdad's so-called Green Zone. There, he made a personal appeal for peace. There is no need for weapons, he said. These armed groups are just hurting the Iraqi people. Let anyone who says they speak for the people wait a few months for the elections, he said, adding, then let the Iraqis choose their leaders. Alawi then promised the tribal leaders $385 million in reconstruction money for Sadr City. This approach appears to have won over some of the opposition, including this Sadr supporter named Sayyid Karim al-Musawi, who stood up to address the crowd.
I would like to announce that from this day forth, Sadr City will work hand in hand with the Iraqi government, God willing.
While Alawi and his American allies try to outmaneuver Sadr's Shiite militia, they are facing an even more dangerous challenge from Iraq's Sunni insurgent groups. The Sunni fighters appear to be better funded, better organized, and their tactics far more ruthless. Their latest propaganda DVD, produced in Fallujah, is called The Spy. In one segment, it shows Karim Virgis, who up until this month was the governor of western Iraq's Anbar province. In the video, he sits on the floor holding a photo of himself with an American military commander. He then gives the following statement.
I apologize for everything I did against the Mujahideen and for any work I did with the American unbelievers. I resign immediately from this job and will never return to it.
Moments later, the video shows the ex-governor's tearful reunion with three of his sons who had been kidnapped by the insurgents. Multiple assassinations of local officials have left the Iraqi government with virtually no authority in entire cities to the west and north of Baghdad, including Ramadi, Fallujah, and Samarra. Alawi recently announced he had been holding secret talks with representatives from these cities. He claims there have been good results.
There is a drop of violence, less cars, explosions are happening. Many of them have decided, well, some of them have decided to throw their arms and to work with the government. We hope the rest would follow suit.
Alawi says he will try to pursue peaceful solutions with the Sunni fighters, but the prospects seem uncertain at best. Today, a group called Ansar al-Sunnah released a video showing the execution of 12 Nepalese hostages. The French government is in crisis talks to win the release of two French journalists after another militant group butchered an Italian journalist on video last week. Meanwhile, the latest DVD from the insurgents includes the following threat to Alawi himself. We killed the governor of Mosul, the voice says. Soon we hope we will drink Alawi's blood. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Baghdad.